This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. For a third day in a row, the U.S. state of Florida reported a record increase in new COVID-19 cases. 252 people have died in the last 24 hours, according to the state's health department. The state of Arizona also reporting a record increase with 172 fatalities. Both states have been hotspots for major outbreaks, but new cases have recently slowed. U.S. President Donald Trump unnerved stock market investors Thursday after raising the possibility of delaying the U.S. presidential election scheduled for November. The unprecedented move caused stock markets, oil prices, and the dollar to slide. President Trump repeated his claims of mail-in voter fraud without evidence and raised the question of a delay on Twitter so people, quote, can properly and securely and safely vote. The U.S. House of Representatives begins a new mandated face mask policy on Thursday. The policy follows an order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late Wednesday after U.S. Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for the coronavirus. Gohmert had been seen recently without a mask on Capitol Hill. Gohmert's test came back positive before he was scheduled to travel to his home state with President Trump on Wednesday. Hong Kong authorities have barred 12 pro-democracy candidates from running in September's legislative elections. The government said Thursday the candidates were disqualified because they opposed the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong by the central government in Beijing. The government also said they advocated for the financial hub's independence. The story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News.